This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yep. Everyone all set? Yeah? Cocked? Locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA for President. I'm delighted you're in class. So is Rich Sheeban. We're broadcasting 2 hours today. 2 hours Monday through Friday. 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And I'm delighted to let you know that the Zeno Radio Listen Line is up and running live. 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. It is fixed, it's working, and it's live. Thank you, Nathan, for being with us today, engineering the broadcast. Rich Sheeban, thanks for being with us. Welcome, Rich Sheeban.
Well, thank you, Vincent Fennelli. It's always an honor to be on your show.
Hey, Rich, I was looking at the news, and there's this. Here's where technology causes frustration. So there's this semi-sleepy little town in the Garden State. Well, it probably used to be the Garden State. Now I think it's the Pavement State, New Jersey.
The Garden State, yeah.
I lived next to that state for
26 years, and I still can't figure out why they call it. Now, Northwest New Jersey is beautiful, but and some places by the shore, but most of it's pretty gone by the wayside, unfortunately.
Yeah. So there's this sleepy little town, and it's called Leonia. And what's happened is the navigation applications on cell phones has figured out that if you want to get between point A and point B up that way, there's a shortcut, and that's through Leonia. So there are a whole bunch of cars that are taking these shortcuts through neighborhoods, and the town is outraged and furious, and they really don't know what to do about it. So what they've decided to do is to fine people $200 for taking a shortcut through Leonia. So if you do this, if you drive through Leonia, L-E-O-N-I-A, New Jersey, and you're caught by the blue team for Leonia, they are going to ask you some questions. Like, where are you going, boy? And if you don't have the right answer, like, I'm going to my house. And see that garage door over there? That's my garage door. If you can't come up with an answer as to why you are, according to their short list of reasons why you're on their roads, you are subject to a $200 fine for being on the road in Leonia without having a legitimate purpose for being there. This is out of control. Now, I can understand that the neighborhood people are just, they're furious with the traffic. Like, what happened? Well, it's because of the cell phone applications that are telling people to take these roads. But do they have a right to be on these roads? Absolutely. Absolutely, they have a right to be on the roads in Leonia. Okay? And if they just want to cruise the neighborhood and look at for sale signs, I mean, those are legitimate reasons. And so is cutting through. it's not like it's a private country that you need a passport to travel the roads. So this is happening right now in the United States of America. $200 fine for shortcutters, people who are taking shortcuts through byways of New Jersey, Leonia, New Jersey. And the mayor's on board with this. The mayor's on board. So, you know, I understand their problem. I really do. And if our dirt road were a shortcut and people were, you know, jamming the road so I couldn't get my tractor up and down to my fields, you know, I'd probably be pretty frosted too. But I'd probably figure out some way of fixing it, you know. Maybe.
Well,
like,
Vince, I'll tell you, technology is a double-edged sword. And
yeah.
What the residents have probably done in their area is they've really lowered the resale price of their homes by letting this information out. With today's, like you said, GPSs and cell phone uses, technology is going to hurt some people and help other people. You know, the good news is I've been reading a little bit about flying cars, and this might not be appropriate for a town that's right outside the George Washington Bridge, because even if that occurred, it would probably be for only the super wealthy anywhere, actually. But when flying cars come out this year, there's supposed to be at least a couple manufacturers coming out with flying cars as cheap or inexpensive as $100,000 a piece. So if they do that, that's certainly going to take a lot of pressure off of the highways. But again, it's going to be only the top 2-3% who's going to be able to afford that. But it's going to be interesting. Like here in Montana, I'm talking to realtors about that already. There's certain properties that might be landlocked with easements or might have dirt roads or too steep roads or poorly maintained roads, mostly dirt, gravel, et cetera. And if flying cars come to be a fruition here in the country, I think that's going to open up a lot of access to a lot of places and take a lot of pressure off the roads. Vince?
Yeah, I can understand that. And I can also, as you were saying this, I could think of that 16-year-old driver who's, you know, learning how to navigate on the ground and learning about braking and skidding and drifting and those kinds of things that you find, you know, with an automobile. And then you put a learner's permit on one of these aircraft cars, and now we have crashes into chimneys and power lines. I mean, it opens up a whole new realm for litigation and insurance. I mean, how do you, you know, you have two of these cars that are in the air that crash into each other, and there are no red lights. There are no yields. There are no, zones that are, no passing zones. I mean, how... What a mess that's going to be. And then you're going to have people who, like myself, who are furious with these flying cars buzzing over our houses. So, so then they're going to look like targets, you know, to some of us. So I can see a whole bunch of problems with flying cars. Yeah, I just can't stand it when the helicopters, you know, buzz our farm. And I'm sure that, you know, you have... Well, I would think similar responses to just, you know, if you had airplanes and helicopters buzzing your house, you'd feel the same way. But,
well, I know a lot of people already who have drones, Vince, and, you know, that obviously is an issue, but I'm just talking from the infrastructure standpoint, the expense standpoint. I mean, you got to look at the headwinds for future rates of growth, the demographics, debt, credit, pensions, valuations, government promises. You know, the game is so rigged that I think there's just not going to be enough money for infrastructure. You know, look at the bridges, look at the dams, look at the roads in this country. And I think as we get more alternative choices, you know, I don't think technology is a bad thing as long as we live with moderation. And to answer your question about people flying in the chimneys, it's always possible. But I think with today's computer chips and things like that, there will be issues. But I think there's going to be a lot of safeguards where people don't even have to learn aviation and can probably just plug the destination into a computer. Who knows? it's yet to be determined. But I think we're, 2018 is going to be a very interesting year, financially, economically, socially, and politically. And if people can wake up and realize that we need to have the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody in American soil, I think we might be able to better everybody's life. Vince?
Yeah. Well, there's a concern about computers and computer failures, and I'm looking at one right now, right across the desk. I've got my PC, and I've got all these articles that I'd like to talk about, and you know, Windows is locked up again. Oh, jeez, it's so annoying, and it takes so long to boot this particular PC that I use. So. Technology.
Well, I have some of these articles right in front of me. If you want me to go through the titles,
I've got them all of them in front of me too. The only thing is, I can't read them because my computer's locked up. I can't even scroll through one tab. But what I'm saying is, it's frustrating when technology doesn't work. It's frustrating when the internet doesn't work. When the internet goes down, the supply chain goes down. When the electricity goes down, the supply chain goes down. And I had an experience when, our telephone line went down. Now, there was a cable cut. And I could call anybody I wanted as long as they were in town. In town is like 100 people. And I only know a few of them. And I don't want to talk, you know, on the phone anyway. So here we have a problem that, for a day I couldn't get on the internet, couldn't order supplies, couldn't order repair parts, couldn't check to figure out, do research that I wanted to do to keep the farm going. I'm not including the broadcast in this. I'm just saying, just for the farm, I couldn't do that. So technology, you're right, it is a double-edged sword. When it works great, it is great, many times. But there are a lot of negatives that come along with technology as well. And so you've got some articles in front of you. Since you can read them, where should we start?
Okay, do you want me to go through the articles you sent me this morning or some of the articles I had on my... Okay. All
right.
Choice.
Well, your choice.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're talking the next article you sent, and I'm opening up right now. It's on Bloomberg.com, and they talk about all these major cities in America. There's two articles here, and they're talking about the bed bug pandemic that's reached America. And obviously with the music playing, I can't go into a lot of detail.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
it's residential and commercial properties, and we can talk more about that after the break.
Yeah, and can you imagine, class, we're talking about infrastructure, we're talking about bridges that are falling down, that need repair, that the concrete is chipping off, and they look like they're pretty scary. You know, will they stay up when you drive over them? And add that to the electrical infrastructure, and now we have a bed.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutra Iodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Stevens with us, offgridmontana.com. Offgridmontana.com. And his book, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid. One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. Rich, we're talking about bed bugs. We're talking about the decay of the infrastructure in the United States. And I believe there's a correlation. I'm going from memory, but I believe there's a correlation between the bed bugs and the increase in the bed bugs ratings of cities, meaning infestation in the hotels, motels, and residents, and the collapse of the manufacturing sector in those cities. So can you tell us where some of these cities are, maybe by rank? And it's appalling. And you're thinking, this is the United States? How is this possible? But we're falling down, class.
Well, they mentioned, obviously, the biggest cities with that's deteriorating, not just from infrastructure, but socially as well, because most of those cities have been democratically run for 100 years. And basically, the people are getting poorer while the elite get wealthier. Los Angeles, San Francisco, Dallas, Chicago, Detroit, Columbus, Cincinnati, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, and New York are the top 10. And what they mentioned in this article, I mean, there's a lot of information here, but they talk about how a director of the Department of Medical Entomology at Sydney's Westmead Hospital says that they also transmit disease, and the fiscal impacts of bed bugs are extremely high. In fact, they even talk about hotel guests. And for those of you who travel, like I used to do, living out of hotels and restaurants, it gets old. And here's another reason why. 4 out of 5 hotels surveyed had treated for bed bugs in the past year. So, and that's extremely costly for room revenue, and most of these costs get shifted to the people from corporate. So it just makes more expenses as well. And there's another article here. I think I sent this to you last week, Vince. Exodus starts, millennials ditch city life. And I think people are seeing the consequences of urban, suburban America and wanting to go at least suburban, if not rural. Because people can see that because taxes, insurance, maintenance, all these things, these inflationary things, and, you know, I always talk about how we have a, more of a stagflationary consequence for the bottom 93%. Where we have inflation, a lot of things, from money printing, subsidies, special interest, tax, lobbying, et cetera, et cetera. And you have certain things like food, water, health care, college, insurance, taxes, lumber, housing, stocks, rent are going up in a lot of places. And with the new industrial revolution of robotics, automation, and artificial intelligence, the technocracy, the double-edged sword of technology that we talked about, it's getting, there's getting less and less opportunities for young people to cultivate their thinking part of their brain, and they want to do that. They don't want to be cultivated to be followers. So I think as we read more of these infrastructure and health consequences in urban, suburban America, I think more people are going to be wanting to go more rural or at least suburban. Vince?
Yeah. And I believe millennials, one common thread among many of them is that they feel they'd like to make a difference. They want to have some impact. Unfortunately, they haven't been told exactly how to do that, so they're learning how to figure this out on their own. And so I was I got my computer back up, and you know, back to these bed bugs for just a second. It's kind of amazing where they are. And you mentioned 10 of them: Cleveland, Ohio; Cincinnati, Ohio; Detroit, Michigan; Las Vegas, Nevada. So a lot of people travel to Las Vegas, and you know, they're number 3 on the list of bed bug infestation in the United States. And then Denver, Colorado; Houston, Texas; Phoenix, Arizona; Indianapolis, Indiana; Oklahoma City, Oklahoma; Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Then you go on to Baltimore, Maryland. Baltimore is like plagued with all kinds of corruption, poor school systems, sky-high administrative costs for the schools. Then Washington, D.C., Tucson, Arizona; San Francisco, California; and don't leave out Missouri, St. Louis; Atlanta, Georgia; Tampa, Florida; Memphis, Tennessee; and San Diego. Those are the top 20 bug-infested cities.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we're talking about bed bugs, and 4 out of 5 hotels surveyed, according to this article in Bloomberg, have been treated for bed bug incidents. Okay, now, so these bed bugs are a real problem, and so if you go to a hotel and there are bed bugs in your room, well, they just might take a ride on your luggage and arrive at your home. Now you've got a problem at your home with bed bugs. So how do you get rid of them? Okay, or how do you get them? So, well, they're great hitchhikers, so you know that. So they like living in linens, in bedding, curtains, and clothing And to get rid of them, you've got to clean your bedding, your linens, your curtains, your clothing in hot water. And then dry them in the dryer at the hottest setting to, you know, to bake these bed bugs and their eggs. And you use a stiff brush to scrub your mattress seams to remove the bed bugs. You vacuum them up, and then you get rid of that vacuum bag, which may have the eggs in it, and you just send those bed bugs somewhere else. It's a real problem. And they like to travel. They'll hide in your suitcases, boxes, and shoes near their food supply. They're elusive. They're nocturnal creatures. And they can hide behind baseboards and cracks, crevices, and folded areas of the bed and bedding and adjacent furniture. So one thing that is recommended for getting rid of bed bugs is, well, bleach works really well. Except you don't want to spray your house with bleach because it's toxic to you as well. So what's recommended is rubbing alcohol and a spray bottle, and that's toxic too. You don't want to breathe that either. But if you were to spray them, it works to it kills the bed bugs, and it works as a repellent, and it keeps the bed bugs from laying new eggs and biting you at night. So bed bugs are a problem, and it's just one more sign of what's happening in the United States. And you know, Rich, traveling, you know, when people travel, they bring things with them. We have the Japanese beetles. I mean, what a pain they are, right? And they'll eat the leaves on trees. They'll eat your garden. They'll eat your orchard. What a nuisance! And we didn't have the Japanese beetles until they came from Japan. Just a thought, and I think it's just going to continue to get worse. And what do? Typically, we spray chemicals. You know, we call in Orkin, we call in Terminix, and you know, we ask those guys to deploy their latest chemical technology to kill these bugs who have infested our homes and businesses. And then think about this. So think about you're going into a motel or hotel room, and it's just been treated. So how fortunate is that? Well, so you're walking around with your bare feet on what was just sprayed along the carpeting and around the bed, and now you're walking in poison. Think about that. So you don't want to take your shoes off in a hotel room or a motel room if you can help it. You really don't. Okay. Rich, there was an article about... and I think this is kind of fascinating. Apple Computer. And we talked about planned obsolescence on this broadcast a number of times in a number of different ways. Well, there's a probe into whether Apple has deliberately built into its iPhone planned obsolescence. And Apple admitted last month, according to Daily Mail, that they deliberately slow down older iPhones. Why? Well, it's the same thing that happened in the computer industry, right? You'd have an old Windows computer and you go, geez, this thing got slow. What do? I guess I need a new computer or I need to upgrade it. So you'd get a new computer, and then you get the new version of Windows, and you'd say, gosh, this thing got slow. I guess I need to upgrade it. And that's what kept happening. And it was, I believe, collusion between Intel, Microsoft, and AMD. Now, I can't prove it, but I think these guys all went to lunch together and said, hey, what can we do to sell more integrated circuits and more operating systems? And they figured out that they could just bloat the operating system to cause the computers to slow down, and then throw in some viruses along the way, and then you have antivirus software running that slows the computer down even more, and then more viruses are created, so you have newer antivirus software which is more bloated and slows the computer down even more, and then pretty soon you've got a computer that you've got to upgrade again. Well, so Apple has been accused by the French government of slowing down their older iPhones so people would be induced to buy a new one. I got to get a new faster one because I can't stand this thing. It's so slow. But what's happened is it's been slowed down. Now, if Apple has been found guilty in France, Apple could be fined up to 5% of its annual sales. Now, I think that's a good start. But what I really, really like about this is if Apple is found guilty, they could be fined up to the 5% of its annual sales. And this is the best part, executives could face up to 2 years in jail. Now, you do that a couple times, and you throw the executives of corporations in jail, and you throw the board of directors in jail for crimes against we the villagers. Now you've got a good start in stopping these criminal activities of taking a product that used to work and turning it into a product that doesn't work anymore, or hardly works, or one that you feel that you've got to get rid of. And by the way, where do they go? Where do these phones go when they slow down and the owner says, you know what, I can't stand it anymore. It's just too slow. I can't live with this. Where do those phones go? I guess some of them get recycled, but where do the rest of them go? Where do the batteries go? Do they all get recycled? I don't think so. I think they end up in the land. And then they pollute the water. And then we get to drink the water with heavy metals in it. Rich, you have any comments on that?
Well, yeah. You look at the deflationary or stagflationary economy that we're in for the bottom 93%. Where's the velocity of money? Where's supply and demand? Where's free markets? So they have to do this planned obsolescence, which is, of course, widely criticized, but they get away with it. They've been getting away with it for decades. I mean, look where how the main American corporation has left their core business. They get free money from the Fed and the big banks with low interest rates, and they do stock buybacks. They pay dividends to their big, fat customers who are, you know, basically the top 1%, almost 83% of the stocks, top 10%, almost 96% of the stocks. So it's not helping out the average Joe. And then they feather their own nest with stock options as the price goes up, and then they issue more and more debt and do more mergers and acquisitions. So are you surprised that they're doing this planned obsolescence? I'm not. I think a lot of this, I think it's all smoke and mirrors, left-handed smoke shifter type stuff, and I would love to see these executives have accountability. But I got to see it to believe it, because this stuff has been going on for years. I mean, 69% of Americans don't even have $1,000 in their savings. 78% live paycheck to paycheck. You know, what's happening is it's the aristocracy versus the serfs. And this is why we have to eliminate this left-right paradigm, folks. It's the status quo. I have another name for it. If you've heard me on the air, I call it an incognito caste system. Okay? There's certain sanctions that need to be said or not said. Okay? This is why the little guy cannot control his own destiny. We don't get restitution. We have no protection under the law. And I think Trump is doing some good things in that arena. Some things he's not doing good, but I think he's got his hand full from what I'm reading between the lines regarding our elite and their pedophile crimes. So it's going to be very interesting to see where 2018 is going to go in many instances, financially, economically, socially, and politically. But it will prove to be interesting, that's for sure. Vince?
I've been watching a television series called The Americans. And I've assigned it to those who are interested previously as homework. And I said it's a documentary. In my opinion, The Americans, this series is a documentary about the CIA, it's about the FBI, it's about the KGB, and it's set in the 1980s. And this family of KGB agents, a husband and wife team, they'll do anything. Murder, mayhem, bribery, extortion, threats, torture, whatever they've got to do to get the information for the motherland, the Soviet Union. And I guess some people might have thought I was kidding when I said it's a documentary. Well, an article came out today in the Daily Mail. And the title of the article is "The CIA Set Up the King of Jordan with Actress Susan Cabot, Sparking a Relationship That Bore a Son." who beat her to death 27 years later. Recently released document from the JFK files claim. Agency enlisted ex-FBI agent to find a female companionship during 1959 trip. King Hussein met actress Susan Cabot at a party in Los Angeles during a visit. He was so enamored with her, he wanted to meet her again in New York. The relationship is rumored to have produced a son, who later bludgeoned the actress to death. So here we have a gal who starred in Gunsmoke, Tomahawk, The Enforcer, you know, acted alongside Humphrey Bogart. But it goes on to say that the CIA organized the first date between Susan Cabot and the King of Jordan in 1959. That led to their relationship. And the agency, meaning the CIA, rented a Long Island beach house for King Hussein as he continued his state visit and arranged for Cabot to stay at a nearby hotel in New York. So here we have the CIA being involved in politics. And so when I said that The Americans was a documentary, I wasn't kidding. It shows you how the agencies operate, ours and our enemies.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This can be slide in.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my when you go to the TV
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So I found an old article on the internet, class, and it's from the Washington Post. And it says, CIA paid millions to Jordan's King Hussein. Goes on to say the Central Intelligence Agency for 20 years, this is 1977, Central Intelligence Agency for 20 years had made secret annual payments totaling millions of dollars to King Hussein of Jordan. The Washington Post has learned the payoffs were reported last year to President Ford as an impropriety by the Intelligence Oversight Board, a three-member panel set up by Ford to curb CIA abuses. President Ford took no steps to stop the covert payments last year. Now, this article is written in 1977. It says last year Hussein was paid approximately $750,000 by the CIA. President Carter learned of the payoffs earlier this week after the newspaper began its investigation. He ordered that the payments be stopped. The secret arrangement with Hussein had not been disclosed to Carter by the CIA nor any member of a previous administration, including President Ford, former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, or former CIA Director George Bush. Carter was distressed that he had not been told, according to well-placed sources, and sees the solution to CIA abuses as quick confirmation of his CIA director. It goes on to talk about why this would happen. Well, it looks like the CIA, some CIA officials considered the payments nothing more than bribes. Bribes. Okay. And the, let's see, I'm trying to find the reason. So that we could have a spying presence in Jordan. That's really what it was. Okay, and it goes on to say, well-placed sources said, nonetheless, the United States had not been able to direct Hussein's overall policy decisions. He had not been a puppet, but rarely drifted outside of the U.S. orbit. And so we wanted intelligence presence in his country, and it looked like we used two tactics from what I can tell in this article, to get our mission accomplished. One was we were able to bribe them and coerce them, and the other was we probably threatened him because of what happened with the actress. So there you have it. We're talking about the video series, the TV series called The Americans. Class, you need to watch it. It has some salacious sex in it. However, I think that the point is that these operatives will do whatever they are told by their handlers. And their handlers are told by higher-ups within the Alphabet Agency, whether it be the CIA or the KGB or the FBI. It is absolutely disgusting what you're going to see if you choose to watch that, The Americans. And I believe there's a direct correlation with politicians. I believe the same exact tactics are used with them. They are put into situations, pictures are taken, they are threatened, and they're bribed. So which would you rather have? Would you like to have that new house, that new car? Would you like to have some cash? Or would you like to be exposed? Pick one. I think that's how it goes. And that's my commentary on that. Rich, any thoughts?
Well, this is one of the reasons I don't discuss foreign policy often, because it's a giant psyop. There's no real information at the public level. We get more propaganda than anything else. And we have to ask ourselves, who are the intelligence agencies working for? The U.S. or the highest bidder? This is why we need whistleblowers on the inside everywhere to tell the truth. Vince?
Yeah, when we come back, let's talk about embezzlement. Since we're talking about high crimes, let's talk about embezzlement that plagues union offices all around the United States. Class, you're not going to believe who's involved, which unions are involved, and how much money is being embezzled. Money from the unions. Unbelievable. When Rich and I come back, we'll talk about that.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.